we're just so proud of him. And a humble guy, you know, like him going through this recruiting process and getting the looks that he was getting and the offers that he was getting. And no one would have known about that. You wouldn't have known unless you actually asked him. You know, it's not over all over social media about what he had. And he had them. Like, he had the big ones. Kansas had called. You know, Kansas State tried to get in here late and offer him. Ohio State offered. Oklahoma, you know, Nebraska, Baylor. So, like, Cincinnati was on him early. California, you know. So it's a very huge deal for Noah, and it says a lot about him as a basketball player and his character, and I think it also speaks volumes for our program as well.
As far as in your career as a coach now, this is kind of one of the biggest, if not the biggest one ever, right?
Yeah, it's our first Power 5 guy, you know, and so it's obviously a feather in our cap as far as a program goes. It's not because of Brandel, you know, I'll tell you that much. And we're obviously very fortunate to be able to have the type of players come through our program like we've had, especially the last 3 years. You know, and started with Julian LaWall, who was our first JUCO Advocate 48 guy. Signed at Cleveland State, then at Arkansas State, and still in the program there, and then carried on to Will Humer, who's at San Jose State right now, Mountain West, mid-major, doing really good and playing minutes for them right now as well. And Simon McKenna, you know, first team All-Region 9 guy, you know, Utah Valley, another mid-major program in that, and now Noah Boyd is our next one, obviously, at Baylor. And he had them, you know, he had the offers. And so I think it speaks volumes to our program and the types of players that we're able to attract in here. From the teammates that they're playing with to our facilities to our staff, I think it just speaks volumes about where we're at and where we've come from.
I'm sure we'll talk to him shortly, but glad this process is over. Let's just concentrate the rest of the year now.
Yeah, it is. You know, and that's the running joke. You know, I've said it for 3 years now. It's guys want to get recruited until it's time to get recruited. And it can be a lot, you know. And at college recruiting, they're beating down your door. You know, they want to know what's going on. They want to know your thoughts and where you're at with everything. And so it is. It's definitely a process. And it can be time wearing on you, too. And especially when, you know, Noah went there for about 3 months where he didn't have a phone, you know, Coach Brandel was serving as agent as well and setting up phone calls and things like that. And so I don't know who's more happier to have this thing done, him or myself, you know, but it is, it's a load off your mind too. And the process, the idea was always to sign in the early period, just so he could concentrate on his schoolwork now, concentrate on the season and not worry about where you're going. So it's always, once you get that thing finally signed, it's kind of a weight off your shoulder.
Now, as far as the team itself, you want to get things back on track here on Tuesday night, don't you?
Yeah, we do. And, you know, not that this was a distraction, it never is, but it's just a deal to where now everyone's mind and focus can go on to the games, you know, and a very talented Dodge City team coming in here on Tuesday. And then finally two home games. You know, you got Dodge on Tuesday, Northeast on Saturday before we start our road trip, you know, and then we have our next, what is it, six, I think, on the road or either on neutral sites. And so these are big ones for us to kind of get that momentum coming back in, you know. I liked where we were at against, you know, Hills, and that was a tough game. You know, obviously they played really well, and they're a good team. You know, they haven't lost, they haven't lost yet, and they beat a top 20 team in Moberly. So, I mean, they're very talented. They're very talented. And so to be able to be with them like we were shows where we can be at, but also at the same time, if you're not ready to play and really locked in, then a Laramie County situation can happen as well. And so we need these two games just to build some momentum up, kind of get back to even before you go on the road and start playing some tough teams on the road too, because we haven't seen that yet.